This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel via remote. The top U.S. infectious diseases doctor is warning senators the coronavirus will spread if the country opens up too soon. Dr. Anthony Fauci says if federal guidelines to reopen are not followed, little spikes will become outbreaks. Dr. Fauci was referring to the White House's Opening Up America Again plan, which includes three 14-day phases that states are urged to consider implementing as they allow schools and businesses to reopen. Although the White House has laid out guidelines for reopening, it is ultimately up to state governors to make the decisions on how to ease the lockdowns. Following Dr. Fauci's testimony, California State University, the largest in canceled classes for the fall semester because of the coronavirus, while Los Angeles County said its stay-at-home order will likely be extended by 3 months. Globally, nearly 292,000 people have died as several countries have begun easing measures to contain the coronavirus, despite confronting upsurges and warnings of a second outbreak. The northeastern Chinese city, Jilin, has partially shut its borders and cut off transport links after the emergence of a local coronavirus cluster that has fueled growing fears of a second wave of infections in China. South Korean officials say coronavirus screening has surged since introduced anonymous testing as they scramble to tackle a nightclub cluster amid concerns anti-gay prejudice could impede the response. The lifting of lockdowns is gathering pace across Europe, with France beginning to reopen primary schools and nurseries. For more on the coronavirus, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is meeting with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as part of the secretary's one-day visit to Israel. During remarks, both men said their conversation will focus on fighting the COVID plague, continuing to counter Iran, and the formation of Israel's new unit, now scheduled for Thursday. The Supreme Court is weighing the evidence today in President Trump's bid to keep his tax, bank, and financial records private after House committees issued subpoenas for them. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Rulings against President Trump could lead to the campaign season release of personal financial information, including tax returns that have been made public by every other president in recent history. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Initially, he said because of an audit was ongoing. Now it seems to be broader than that.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh, who's a Trump appointee, expressed concern about Congress abusing its authority.